Well, Jonathan, 1,000 or more people turning out to this quiet little church just a short distance from the home of Brian Lenehan. They applauded the family as they arrived for the Mass, I suppose in some effort to show that they shared the pain and the loss. Family, friends, constituents, politicians, all wanting to say goodbye to a man that had played such a big part in this community and the nation as a whole.
Be not afraid.
President Mary McAleese, the Taoiseach, cabinet ministers joined the Lenehan family to say farewell to Brian Lenehan. The former finance minister wanted a simple ceremony, one no different to anyone else. A reading from St. Paul, poignant about the battles he'd fought in government and losing his fight with cancer last week.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
Chief celebrant and family friend Father Eugene Kennedy says Brian Lenehan had an abundance of gifts and talent he used in the community, most recently delivering a new hospice in Dublin 15.
The new Blanchardstown Hospice will remain a monument to his work. And what a cruel irony that he was amongst its first home care patients.
Former Attorney General Paul Gallagher, Senior Counsel, gave the eulogy, recalling stories between the two and thanking Brian's wife, son and daughter for sharing him with the country.
He never flagged. He never gave up. He never hesitated. He never took a step backward. And all the time, he made it seem so easy to all of us with his laughter, his brilliance, his magnanimity.
Brian Lenehan's remains now make the journey to North Dublin to his final resting place in St. David's in Kilsallaghan in a private burial.
Receive his soul and present him to God the Most High.
Now, this service was a simple one. The family didn't want to fuss, neither did Brian himself. He knew he was dying. He'd prepared himself for it and declared he only wanted a funeral mass, the same as everyone else. Now, as the crowds leave here, the public spotlight of Brian Lenehan's life and death ends, and the very private grieving of the loss begins. Jonathan.